It's that time of week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. We take it out to Jalen Strong, who was in Arizona at his alma mater, throwing up the first pitch at the Sun Devils baseball game. He was a little off, and the Sun Devils tweeted, "Keep your day job with the Houston Texans." Well, Jalen had a little fun himself, and he retweeted it with the shoulder shrug emoji and the laughing crying emoji. So we hope he does stick to football, and he will be back this month, as will all the players. And Jalen is also on Snapchat. That might have been something that he could have posted there. You can follow him at JalenStrong11. He posted this picture from a local gym, a rendition of himself that's still under work. Also on Snapchat, J.J. Watt, who just joined last year, hard to believe. He got a new look. He posted this picture of his new haircut and his weight, which most of us wouldn't do. But J.J. can, because he's almost at 295. Good for him. That's his playing weight. Also training right now, DeAndre Hopkins. Watch how he finishes his workouts.
There you go. Breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Legs straight out. Keep working. Lower. Get your legs lower.
That looks difficult. You know what else is difficult? Running, according to Kendall Lamb anyway. Next, John Week spent some time on the golf course. He was out at the Shell Houston Open with some famous faces. He tweeted this picture. You might recognize Roger Clemens in there as well. Also, when in Texas, do you like offensive lineman Chad Slade? He's got cowboy hat and boots. Those are wardrobe musts for living in the Lone Star State. Next, who is not afraid of ziplining? Well, definitely not Jonathan Joseph's two-year-old daughter. Watch as she ziplines across this bouncy house place with some determination. Next, Tom Savage has a lot to be happy about. Starting QB, he has a new baby, his wife's birthday. He tweeted this picture wishing his wife, Katie, a very happy birthday. He probably surprised her with some gifts, too, and that's going to bring us to this week's Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
This week, J.J. Watt surprised his fourth grade teacher in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. We'll let J.J. explain.
My fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Keefe, who's been teaching for 41 years, is one of my favorite teachers of all time, who happens to be the teacher who told me that I could play for the Wisconsin Badgers, told me I could play in the NFL. She is one of the biggest inspirations for me. She's unbelievable. So she's retiring this year after 41 years. So she's in class today. It's 11:18 on a Monday, and we're going to go surprise her.
What are you doing in the hallway?
What are you doing here?
I can't hug you. I got a cake. How are you?
What's going on?
We brought a cake.
Props to Mrs. Keefe for recognizing J.J. Watt. He was probably like 8 years old or 9 years old when she had him, and maybe 5'11", 6 foot only. All right, that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.